Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's the How to Sleep podcast. It's your host, Mike Schaefer. I'm your host, Mike Schaefer, and it's mini manual number 9. We are over the 20 episode mark. We're at mini manual number 9, and really cool thing, we're coming up on 1,000 downloads of the show. So thank you so much for listening and continuing to listen and downloading the show, obviously subscribing, and I hope you're enjoying it. And today, we're coming up on Valentine's Day, which isn't necessarily a holiday I celebrate too much, but I know many people do, and when love is in the air, the thing that always comes to mind for me is romantic comedies, the rom-com. So I figured it would be fun to run through the steps to writing a great romantic comedy, and I found a great article that I'm going to share with you guys today. And then I'll end the show with a decadent recipe for how to make fudge, maybe something a little fun to do this week as you prepare to celebrate Valentine's Day. And of course, when we're talking romantic comedies, everyone has their favorites, and mine, you know, we're looking at When Harry Met Sally, Love Actually are the top two that come to mind. But I'm a sucker for a good one. We were at home, and my wife actually put Monster in Law on with, Jennifer Lopez, Jane Fonda. I had actually never seen it. Instantly sucked in with that movie. It's a romantic comedy, but it's more so between the, you know, that the mother-in-law and the bride-to-be, actually, which was pretty interesting to watch. And it was a new take on the romantic comedy, which is what we're going to see in the how-to that I'm going to cover here in just a second. And I found a great article by Bill Murnett. He has written a book on romantic comedy, and there's a shortened, condensed version of some of the top steps for romantic comedy writing secrets, and I'm going to share those with you now. Romantic Comedy Writing Secrets by William Bill Murnett. If creating a successful romantic comedy really was as easy as plugging a couple of stars into a standard boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl structure, the market would be glutted with genuinely funny romantic comedies. But can you remember the last truly great rom-com you've seen? Only one or two in the past few years topped the box office. And as a story analyst who sees and rejects romantic comedy specs on a weekly basis, I can tell you that the ones that really work are all too rare. So in the interest of helping fellow writers and good date movie-starved audience members everywhere, here's a half dozen key pieces of inside knowledge I'd like to share. Follow these leads, and studios won't be so quick to pass on your project. Number 1. Write the chemistry. We go into a romantic comedy already knowing that our leads are going to meet, lose, and ultimately get each other. So creating two unique characters an audience will fall in love with and need to see united is the most important key to such a movie's success. All great characters have purpose and credibility, are empathic and complex, but romantic comedy leads have additional requirements. They're emotionally incomplete people who get completed by their mate-to-be. One, if not both, of your protagonists should have an inner conflict that the story's romantic relationship confronts and ultimately resolves. The chemical equation in Moonstruck makes sense. Loretta, a woman lacking passion in her life, combusts with Ronnie, an operatic Mr. Passion. Creating such 3D leads with interlocking needs is how chemistry happens in a romantic comedy, and it's got to be on the page first if you want to attract stars who can get a movie made. What do you think Meg Ryan's looking for in a role? A Meg Ryan type? No, she's looking for a wonderfully written, never seen before part played opposite the kind of suitably significant leading man that'll catch a Hugh Grant's eye. So whether your couple will be made up of opposites or two sides of one coin, write compelling characters who believably belong together. Number 2, expand your genre. What most people think of when they hear romantic comedy is a man and a woman trading witty barbs across a restaurant table. But this kind of typical talking heads fare is far from all our genre can be. In fact, some of the most successful romantic comedies are hybrids, movies that have expanded their audience by crossbreeding with other genres. Romantic comedies can be action adventures, romance in the stone, gender benders, Tootsie, sports comedies, Tin Cup, ghost stories, Truly, Madly, Deeply, political, The American President, satirical, L.A. Story, period pieces, Shakespeare in Love, crime stories, The Mexican, teen movies, Clueless, and more. This kind of cross-genre interbreeding has kept our genre healthy for decades, and it's something to think about as you shape your romantic comedy with an eye towards the marketplace. You may already be edging into another genre's territory in your story. If so, maximize that element and plunder all it has to offer. Studios are more likely to be intrigued by a romantic comedy that also promises the kind of big-screen action that a crime, adventure, sports, etc. movie provides. Number 3, an action's worth a thousand words. And while we're on the subject of holding the big screen, consider making your romantic comedy a movie as opposed to a stilly. Great movies move, and romantic comedy duds talk themselves to death. I know that many of us lovers of the form are drawn to it precisely because it's often about wonderfully pithy, sharp, delicious repartee. But too much talk can be the difference between a pass, because what you've written is more like a play or a TV show, and a green light, because your romantic comedy can really pull people into a multiplex. How active is your script? How visually exciting? While you may not have the mudslides, wild chases, and fireworks romance in the stone delivered, you may have a set, a setting, world, or a physical comedy opportunity that will open up and enliven your movie. Even the verbal, witty Four Weddings and a Funeral featured a Scottish reel and colorful kilts. Annie Hall is packed with sight gags, from the cocaine sneeze to the errant lobsters. Make sure your script makes use of all the cinematic storytelling techniques a good movie uses. 4. Tweak the formula. Yes, there is a predictable paradigm for plotting that most successful romantic comedies employ. You can see it in hundreds of movies and analyzed in my book. But that's all the more reason for you to be exceptionally clever, imaginative, and ingenious about your romantic comedy's story concept and execution. 4 movies from the past decade that were truly memorable made their mark by putting a spin on the standard construct. There was Boy Doesn't Meet Girl until the last 5 minutes of the movie, Sleepless in Seattle, Boy Meets Girl After They're Both Dead, Defending Your Life, Boy Only Meets Girl In and Around Weddings and a Funeral, 4 Weddings, and Boy Meets Girl, Boy Loses Girl, Boy Loses Girl, Boy Loses Girl ad infinitum until he finally gets it right. Groundhog Day. Try to come up with a concept that will enable your rom-com to stand out from the crowd. Failing that, a hook in the execution can make the difference. Bridget Jones' Diary has the diary to hang its story on. High Fidelity uses breaking the fourth wall conversations with the audience. Take a bold leap and find your tweak. It may make all the difference. Number 5. Romantic means sexy and comedy means funny. Everybody remembers the fake orgasm in the deli scene from When Harry Met Sally. But can you remember any similar scene from a romantic comedy in the dozen years since that was just as raunchy and hilarious? Not many come to mind, which may be why some recent rom-coms that have pushed the erotic envelope have really scored with the audiences. The zipper scene from There's Something About Mary, the dress straps, Jerry Maguire breaks, American Pie's pie. Successes like these show that the humor to be found in sexual situations is well worth pursuing. So mine that humor. Activate intimacy, which is what truly erotic and funny encounters are about. People being vulnerably, painfully exposed, whether it's literally, metaphorically, or both. At the same time, don't forget that any comedy should provide at least a couple of truly funny set pieces. Has your romantic conflict gotten so serious that the script is light on laughs, find the humor in it, and maximize. Steep your characters in painful, truth-bearing situations and look for gags to build bigger gags on. Smiles and chuckles don't sell a script. Ha-ha, laughs out loud do. 6. Make it be about something. He's a this, and she's a that, and hijinks ensue isn't enough. At the core of any great romantic comedy is some kind of thematic idea grounded in the writer's personal point of view. Why are you writing this particular story about this specific couple? What about their story reflects some insight you have about the relations between men and women or the human condition? What question are you asking that your screenplay story development answers? Highfalutin as it may sound, the romantic comedies that endure and strike a real chord with their audiences are the ones that explore universal issues. When Harry Met Sally is about whether men and women can overcome gender differences. Tootsie is about how no man, especially when he becomes a woman, is an island. Annie Hall with LV, quote, I don't want to belong to any club that would have me as a member, singer, and, quote, I have no idea what club I could ever belong to, Annie, is about self-esteem issues. Your romantic comedy should be posing a question or poking at a truth that you, the writer, are passionately invested in exploring. That's the real key to involving an audience, and no amount of cute one-liners can take its place. So have your movie mean something. It will help it to get made and to matter. So there are the 6 steps Bill Murnett shares with us on how to write a romantic comedy. And if you are writing a romantic comedy or have been considering it, maybe this is helpful for you. So I hope that those tips lend some new insight into how you're considering what you'll consider for your future romantic comedy script. Maybe it's something we see on the big screen in the future. For many of us, those of us who are not writing romantic comedies but do enjoy romantic comedies, maybe it lends a little bit of insight into how they're created and how the best ones have been successful and why the best ones are successful, why they stick with us, why we can always rewatch them over and over again. And I agree with everything Bill's written here, and especially if you're trying to get your, you know, this is for getting a script noticed and getting a movie made, I definitely agree that you should follow these ideas. But there's the other side of the romantic comedy coin, and this is best exemplified with all of those Hallmark Christmas movies. The ones where the stakes are not that high, and you know as a viewer going in that you are not going to, you're not going to really, the characters aren't going to suffer, for the most part, not like they do in more serious movies. You know that the boy and the girl are going to meet and figure out a way to get together and maybe have that moment where one of them does something wrong and we're waiting, you know, for the other one to come back and forgive them or that person who did something wrong to fix it. We know how romantic comedies work, and the ones that have low stakes are oftentimes, for me at least, the most rewatchable. As long as there's some good laughs and I know that at the end of the day they're going to be together. Because as much as I love the intricacies of Love Actually, my favorite romantic comedy, and all the different ways that the romance and the comedy come together through all those different relationships, while that's rewatchable, I really see it maybe once a year, right around the holidays, because they smartly set it around Christmas. So I could say that maybe another tip here is to set your movie during holiday season, which, you know, I don't think Die Hard planned on doing that. Also not a romantic comedy, I don't think, but the rewatchability factor, the idea of maybe getting it picked up could increase. But, you know, Love Actually, I enjoy that movie so much and see it once a year. I could watch other romantic comedies throughout the year, because it's not as serious, and I think I can relax a little bit more and enjoy that movie. So some things to consider. I'm no expert by any means, but I've seen a few, and I hope Bill's article as well gave you some ideas. So going into Valentine's Day, hope you enjoy any number of romantic comedies if you watch those. The other thing I want to do is share a fudge recipe with you. If you've made fudge before, you know it's not too complicated. I have a background. One summer I worked at a fudge shop, and I was the fudge man. So I've made many of big brass kettles of fudge, and it's a fun thing to do. And if you get it right, it's delicious and tasty, and what a great treat to share with your loved one this Valentine's Day. So let's get into a recipe. And there are probably thousands of fudge recipes online. So, look in a cookbook, go online, talk to your mom, your grandma, your relatives, ask around about who has the best fudge recipe. Or you can go with the one I'm going to share with you here. I went to All Recipes. There's also some great Elton Brown recipes. But rather than just share all Elton Brown recipes on the show, I figure I'd change it up. And this is All Recipes Fudge. Ingredients: 2 cups white sugar, 1/2 cup cocoa, 1 cup milk, 4 tablespoons butter, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, and for directions, we have 5 steps. Number 1. Grease an 8x8-inch square baking pan. Set aside. 2. Combine sugar, cocoa, and milk in a medium saucepan. Stir to blend, then bring to a boil, stirring constantly. Reduce heat and simmer. Do not stir again. Step 3. Place candy thermometer in pan and cook until temperature reaches 238 degrees Fahrenheit. 114 degrees Celsius. If you are not using a thermometer, then cook until a drop of this mixture in a cup of cold water forms a soft ball. Feel the ball with your fingers to make sure it is the right consistency. It should flatten when pressed between your fingers. Step 4. Remove from heat. Add butter or margarine and vanilla extract. Beat with a wooden spoon until the fudge loses its sheen. Do not underbeat. And step 5, pour into prepared pan and let cool. Cut into about 60 squares. So those are the steps. As someone who's made more than the average person who's made more fudge than the average person, I definitely recommend that, not ingredients, but in the tools you're using, get a candy thermometer. When you're making fudge, and we see a lot of microwave fudge recipes, which can work, but you definitely can't overcook the fudge because it can get grainy quickly. So I recommend using the thermometer, and as soon as that temperature hits 238 degrees, take it out. And also, after you've added the additional, the butter or margarine and the vanilla extract, and you're beating it with a wooden spoon, it's when it says until the fudge loses its sheen, it's crazy because when that happens, it's very noticeable, and you know it becomes a little bit harder to stir that fudge, and that's when you have to pour it into the pan, because otherwise it's going to be very difficult to get it into the pan, and next thing you know, you're just have a bunch of cooled fudge in a bowl, so you don't want that. So that's one thing to do for Valentine's for your loved ones. Make some fudge or bake something else. There's wonderful peanut butter fudge recipes, whatever fudge you like. If you like caramel inside yours, you know, turtle, you can have caramel ahead of time, and then as you're stirring or when you put it in the fudge in the square baking pan, you can even have pieces of caramel you could stick in there, or even have them prepared in that baking pan if you want to do that. All sorts of ideas. Sounds to me like maybe I need to do an entire episode on how to make fudge. But for now, that's the Valentine's Day episode. It's the mini manual So romantic comedies, grab a good movie, grab your loved one, make some fudge, enjoy your time together, and let me know how it goes. Maybe the fudge, maybe if you watch some new romantic comedies you like, maybe if you write a movie, let me know how that turns out for you. And you can do that with email, howtosleeppodcast@gmail.com, howtosleeppodcast on Facebook, we're at howtosleepcast on Twitter, we're on Instagram, howtosleeppodcast, all the ways to reach out. Hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Until next time, I'll talk to you all soon.